Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 7th, 1952, and the title is The Gunman's Band. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Famous name and serials present Wild Bill Hickok!
And gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Gunman's Brand. Hey, know what happened to me this morning, kids? I thought I was all out of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. There was I, all set for a big bowl of fresh, delicious Rice Krispies, and I couldn't find them because somebody at my house forgot to put the box back in the right place. Sure had me worried for a minute. So I'm reminding you to tell your mom never to run out of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, kids. It's a terrible disappointment when your ears are all tuned up to hear snap, crackle, and pop. There's nothing can take the place of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. One of the most colorful chapters of the Old West was the story of the big cattle drives. Before the railroads and highways opened up the country, all cattle were rounded up and driven hundreds of miles over dusty trails to market or to the railhead. It was on one of these trips that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles ran into the adventure of the Gunman's Brand.
Easy, Joker. Slow down now.
Joker's anxious to get the cattle drive started, Jingles.
Yeah, I know, Bill, but he doesn't have to go riding right by the chuck wagon, does he? Oh, now, Joker, who?
Ooh, Buckshot. Jingles, you just had a big breakfast.
Well, I thought maybe Cookie had something left over and wouldn't want him to have to throw it out. How about it, Cookie? Any of them biscuits and honey left, or maybe a slice of ham?
Now, get on with you, Jingles. If I keep feeding you every 5 minutes, we won't have enough chuck to feed the riders. Now, get.
Oh, I'm going to have trouble with that, man. Riding makes me hungry.
You haven't even started riding yet. Hey, here comes the trail boss. Looks like everything's ready.
How come we're riding trail anyhow, Bill?
Scotty Bland's an old friend of mine, Jingles, and he's short-handed. He asked me if I'd go along, and I said sure.
You looking for any trouble?
Nope. Why?
Well, I've found out that when folks ask us to give them a hand, it's usually because they expect trouble.
Not this time, Jingles. This should be a real easy trip. Howdy, Scotty.
Howdy, Bill. You all ready to move?
We sure are.
Yeah, a week from now, we'll be driving these critters into Willow Springs. Haven't got a thing to worry about.
Well, I wish you were right, Jingles.
Huh? What do you mean, Scotty?
Well, Bill, this is the third trail herd that started for Willow Springs in the last month. And if we get there with these cattle, we'll be the first one to make it.
Well, what happened to the others?
Stampeded and run off by rustlers, both of them.
Seems to me I did hear something like that.
Yeah, seems to me. Bill Hickok, I thought there was something fishy about this.
What do you mean by that, Jingles?
Well, I might have known Bill wouldn't be going along if this was an easy trip. That man can smell trouble, and he just naturally has to head for it every time. Them a little bit.
They're doing all right, Jingles. Why get them all riled up?
Oh, maybe a little lullaby will calm the herd down.
Well, you can't say we didn't try.
Well, let me see. Oh, yeah, I know. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. You know the Wyoming will be your new home.
That's pretty good, Jingles.
I've heard him do worse.
Well, thank you. I'll sing another chorus.
No, let's not push our luck too far.
Hey, sis, somebody's shooting.
The other side of the herd.
Ed and Cookie are right in that side. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. The stampede, the herd's coming this way.
Bill, let's get out of here.
Maybe we can stop it. Hi, Buckshot. Hi,
Jack, Joker, Jeff. Bill, that herd's not going to stop for you or anybody else.
Jingles right, Bill. Let's get out of the way.
Stay in front of him. Nothing goes wrong, we've got a chance.
Yeah, if nothing goes wrong, get Joker and don't stumble. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, you ought to get a look at our old friend Slim, kids. He's got a very satisfied look on his face. Looks like the cat that swallowed the canary. What have you been up to, Slim?
Well, it isn't a canary, Charlie. It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This morning I got about halfway down to the corral and decided I wanted some more Rice Krispies, so I doubled right back to the cookhouse the way I'd come and helped myself to another big bowl. Sure hope I didn't take more than my share.
Well, now, don't worry, Slim. You're not the only one that ever has seconds on Kellogg's Rice Krispies. You just can't seem to get enough of them sometimes. They're so fresh and crisp and good-tasting. And if you kids are like Slim and me, you'll enjoy hearing Rice Krispies talk, too. Just fill up a big bowl and pour some milk or cream over them, then listen. You'll hear America's only talking cereal go snap, crackle, pop.
Yes, sirree, Wranglers. Those Rice Krispies just sing out with goodness. Makes you feel like singing yourself. So how's about it? Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Now, kids, remind Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies her next trip to the store. And listen carefully at the end of the show today. There's an important message for all fun-loving boys and girls. Trail herding cattle to the town of Willow Springs, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are surprised by a sudden stampede started by a volley of shots. With the trail boss Scotty, they swing their horses in front of the galloping herd, hoping to turn it before they're trampled under the thundering hooves.
Forest, one steer at a time.
That's the idea. Somebody doesn't want you to get the herd to Willow Springs.
Well, why, Bill?
I don't know. Well, unlimber your guns. Let's see if we can discourage some of these polecats.
Hi, Buckshot. Jump, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Look, Sheridan, you either pay me my price or you don't get my cattle. There's other shippers, you know.
Well, of course you are, Darrow. But nobody in his right mind is going to pay the price you're asking.
I always heard that supply and demand controls the prices. And this year there's going to be a shortage of beef. Except mine.
Why, there's plenty of cattle this year. Scotty Blaine's on his way right now with a big trail herd.
Look, I seem to remember a couple of other trail herds you were expecting that never got here.
What do you know about them?
Nothing. Now, I ain't here to argue with you. If you want to buy enough steers to stay in business, you're meeting my prices.
Now, let me tell you something, Darrow. Yeah. I'm not meeting a price that's plain robbery. Now, get out of here and come back when you're willing to talk sense.
All right, I'm getting. But if you're waiting for that trail herd to bring you the cattle you need for your contracts, you might have a long wait. If you decide you want mine, the price just went up another nickel a pound. And before long, you'll be begging to buy them from me.
Hey, Gunny, how'd you come out?
Pretty good. I got the old goat worried.
Did he go for that price?
Nah, but just wait till he finds out that trail herd ain't coming through. He's got to have cattle to fill those contracts, and he's got to have them in 2 days. He'll come around.
Gunny, I just happened to think of something. Maybe he can buy enough cattle from the ranchers here in the valley and beat our price.
I got news for them ranchers. They'll ask the same price I'm asking or they won't sell. No one's going to undercut me.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. Those farmers got a right to ask any price they want for their beef, ain't they?
Sure they have. They got a right to go on living, too. All they got to do is decide which they want.
You're giving yourself a big job, Gunny. Must be 20 ranchers hereabouts. Stand, boy.
Well, I figure if I can convince a half a dozen of them, the others will soon find out which way the wind blows. All right, load up your gun belt and pull on your gloves. We're going out to do some convincing right now.
Bill, I feel kind of bad about leaving Scotty to round up that scattered herd. It'll take him a week.
Few days anyway. But he wanted us to ride ahead and tell Pop Sheridan what happened.
Sheridan's the big shipper at Willow Springs, ain't he?
That's right, and he offered Scotty a good price for beef. He has to have cattle and meet a contract.
Well, maybe he can wait until Scotty gets them on the trail again.
I hope so. He can probably ship some local steers for a few days.
Well, we'll find out right now. Well, here's the shipping pens.
Yeah, the office is right up there by the chute.
Hey, Bill, look around you. There ain't a single steer in these pens.
That's funny. Pop usually has plenty of beef moving through.
Bill, nothing about this trip is working out the way I figured it would.
No, it isn't. I hope we can find out why. Hoo, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
There comes Pop now.
Yeah, and he looks worried. Howdy, Pop, you old cattle thief.
Howdy, Jingles. Hello, Bill.
Hi,
I wish I could steal some beef, Summers. I almost think I'd do it.
It can't be that bad.
No, it's worse than you think. Where's Scotty Blaine to that trail herd?
Back in the mountains, about a day's ride, chasing his steers out of the brush.
Stampeded, huh?
Yeah, scattered over a couple of sections.
Well, that does it. I got to have cattle by tomorrow night or I'm out of business.
But, Pop, well, there must be 20 ranchers or more right here in this valley. Why not buy some of their cattle?
You won't believe it, Bill, but they're all pricing their beef at twice what I offered Scotty for his herd.
What? Why, Scotty told me you were paying him top price.
I know, Bill, but all the ranchers are asking the same price.
Well, somebody must have told them how much to ask.
That's right, and told them the hard way. They've been scared plenty.
Won't they say who jumped them?
Nope, claimed it was an accident. But I got an idea.
Who do you think it is, Pop?
Well, now, this is just suspicion, but a man named Gunny Darrow come in here and told me what he wanted for his cattle, and he seemed to think he could make the price stick. Now, I got no proof. I just didn't like him, but he might be the one.
Somebody hung that nickname of Gunny on him. He might be the one at that.
Maybe. But this isn't getting me the cattle I need by tomorrow night.
Maybe we can help you out, Pop. Jingles, let's get in town and hire some extra riders. We'll get that beef rounded up and on the trail again. All right. You six men will do. Report to Pop Sheridan down at the railroad pens, and he'll put you on the payroll.
Yeah, and he'll pay a bonus if you get that herd rounded up and here by tomorrow night. Well, that'll be a help, Bill. What do we do now?
Get our horses and get back up on the trail, Jingles. Scotty's going to need all the help he can get.
Hey, just a minute there, mister. You're Wild Bill Hickok, ain't you?
That's right, and I'm Jingles.
Yeah, but I'm afraid you're a little too late. I just hired all the men I need.
I ain't looking for a job. I want to talk to you. You got a minute?
That depends. Who are you?
Darrow's the name. Gunny Darrow.
In that case, I've got more than a minute. What's on your mind, Darrow?
Yeah, let's go over to the corner.
All right. Come on, Jingle.
This is my partner, Hickok. Blackie Dolan.
Howdy, Hickok. I heard you and your sidekick were in town.
Yeah, and we heard you were bringing some cattle into town.
That's right. What of it?
We just don't want you to make any mistakes, that's all.
What's he mean, Bill?
He means there's a shortage of cattle around here these days, and us ranchers are getting high prices for our beef. Real high.
Are you getting those prices or just hoping to get them?
I'm getting them. And nobody else sells any beef except at my prices.
What if I don't like your prices?
Then you can start getting some new prices. On funerals.
I don't do business that way, and I never will. Come on, Jingles, let's go get those cattle.
Yeah, looks like they need some convincing, Dolan.
Yeah, right. No.
Got you.
Look out, Jingles.
I'm looking out. First, this one.
Try this.
Hit me with a chair, will you?
Hey, I'll chop you down like... What?
I'm flattening this one, Bill.
Here goes this one.
out, Billy's got a gun.
I know it. Go ahead and draw, Darrow.
Not now, Hickok. I know how fast you are. I'll save my shooting iron for later.
That's a good idea. But be sure you don't leave it at home. The next time we meet, you're liable to need it.
Wranglers, I don't guess I have to tell you how good tasting a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies is for breakfast. Man, that's real eating. Always so fresh and crisp, but they just have to speak right up with their friendly snap, crackle, and pop to let you know about it pronto. And another treat I'll bet a lot of you fellas and gals like is big, plump, tasty marshmallows. Well, sir, you take something as fresh, crisp, and delicious as Kellogg's Rice Krispies, mix it all up with something as sweet, plump, and appealing as marshmallows, and it just figures that you got yourself a real treat. Wouldn't you say so? Well, sir, we call that Kellogg's Crispy Squares. It's so easy to fix, too. The recipe for this dandy treat is right on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package, just waiting for you to try it. And it's an easy, no-fuss, 9-minute recipe that even you young cowpokes won't have any trouble of following. Why, it's a doggone easy, and it's plumb fun to make a batch of Kellogg's Crispy Squares. And why don't you surprise the whole family with a batch real soon, like? Or maybe Mom would rather do it herself. Just make sure, though, that you've got some Kellogg's Rice Krispies and marshmallows on hand. The recipe is right on the package, and you can take it from your old pal Slim. Kellogg's Crispy Squares are mighty tasty eating. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
After their meeting with Gunny and Dolan, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles hit the trail to help round up their cattle herd. By the next afternoon, they had it back together and headed for Willow Springs, but they still kept their eyes open for trouble.
Ooh-wee. I can't remember when I've been on a horse so long.
All night and all day is too long, but we're going to get the herd in on time.
Well, I hope so, Bill. We're coming to the notch right now, and if we're going to run into trouble, it'll be there.
Well, let it come, Scotty. Bill's plan is going to fool those Ranahans good.
Maybe so. I just hope it works.
All we can do is try. How does the herd look to you, Scotty?
Well, looks like any other trail herd. You get up close to it.
And anybody that gets close to it is going to have to come in fast.
Uh-oh, Bill. Looks like that's just what's going to happen. Here comes a bunch of riders fogging down the hill.
Yeah. Gunny Darrow in his hands, I'll bet.
Must be. Well, there's just the three of us here.
Yeah, they're heading for the herd now.
Them critters won't take much of that. We've been driving them hard, and they're plenty spooky.
Well, let's get out of their way, then. They're beginning to mill around.
All right. Move, Buckshot, but keep an eye on Gunny. I want him when this is over.
Bill, they're stampeding. Get me out of here, Joker. Oh! Sidewinder sure did the work, Bill. Cattle scattered over half a county.
Yep. And here comes Gunny down the road, just as big as life.
Well, he sure didn't seem to be scared of us much.
He thinks he has a whip hand over the whole valley now. Everything's going his way. Pull up, Bill. Whoo,
but oh, Bill. Easy, Joker. He's going to ride right up to us, Bill. He's got 6 gun hands back in his play.
Yeah, his kind always likes the odds. You just watch him, Jingle.
Try, Hickok. But those cattle ain't getting to market tonight.
Sure looks that way, Darrow.
Now Pop Shutterton will know we mean business. He ought to be willing to pay my price for beef.
I wouldn't know. You better ask him about that.
All right. Where is he?
As far as I know, he's driving Scotty Blaine's herd into his loading pens at Willow Springs just about now.
Yeah, he and his riders took the cattle around the other road.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, why don't you figure it out?
Hickok. Is this some kind of trick of yours?
I'm afraid it is, Darrow. Maybe you're not as smart as you thought you were.
Hey, Gunny! Oh, you fool!
What's up, Dolan?
This star packing marshal's tricked us, that's what.
Don't forget I helped.
What's the matter? What's happened?
Those cattle we just run up in the brush.
Yeah, what about them?
They're wearing a Lazy D brand. They're yours.
Mine? My cattle are out at the ranch.
Not now, Darrow. You left him there while you were out persuading ranchers to sell for your price.
And Bill and I didn't want to see them cows lonesome, so we opened the gate and herded them down the trail toward town.
We stampeded your own beef.
Hickok, I'll kill you for this.
Watch him, Bill.
Get him, men! Cut him down!
Don't move, you prairie dogs! Bill and I got four guns pointing your way.
Dolan, let him have it!
No, I ain't swapping no lead with Hickok after what I just seen happen to you.
Well, now you're talking smart. All right, move your horses by me one at a time so I can get your gun.
You first, Gunny. You're going to jail for the beatings you gave some of the ranchers around here. This time the law is setting the price, not you.
A whole trainload of fine beef, Bill. Looks like I'm back in business as a cattle buyer, thanks to you.
I'm glad we could help out, Pop. Well, you got your cattle. Scotty got a good price, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody, except them sidewinders you locked up in the pokey.
Men like that are never happy, Pop. Even when they seem to be getting away with their crooked game.
Train's starting. And there goes the herd off to the city.
Yep. Say, where's Jingles? I haven't seen him in the last few minutes.
Well, he was helping load cars and talking with the train crews. Hey, come to think of it, I saw him head for the caboose.
Well, he'll be back then, now that the train's going up.
Bill! Bill!
Hey, that's Jingles.
There he is on the steps of the caboose.
Jump, Jingles!
I'm afraid to!
Jump or you'll never get off.
All right!
50 dozen and a...
Jingles. Jingles. Are you hurt?
Oh, I don't know, Bill. I must have lost 4 yards of skin, though, sliding along the ground.
Why didn't you get off the train before it started?
Well, I was busy. I was sitting in the little car back there just having some coffee and some hot cornbread, and when the whistle blew, I just didn't pay any attention.
Well, next time you'll know better.
Yeah. Now you got a way to get me up from the table, Bill. Hey, anytime you think I've had enough to eat, why, just blow a whistle.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's all for today, folks. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Yes, sirree. And kids, our story's kind of a mystery mixed up with some cattle rustling. We call it the Voice of Echo Canyon.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jess Kirkpatrick, Forrest Lewis, Joe Duvall, Howard Culver, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Voice of Echo Canyon. We'll be right back.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.